That's today's edition of No. All right, where's Adam Litton? Get Adam in here at 7:42.
Adam!
Let me grab the Oreos here. 18 minutes now before 8 o'clock. We'll probably go a little long here. This makes it into the top of the hour. Come on in, Al, as we open up the Oreos. Now, yesterday I shared with you, and this is a science here. Ooh, that smells good.
Love me some Oreos. Where's our glass of milk?
I know, right? Big old glass of Scotty Mayfield's finest right here. And we're not talking 2%. We're talking whole, am I right? You darn right.
Yeah, I'm more of a 2% guy, but sorry. Actually, I'm more of an almond milk guy now, but.
At least he didn't say skim.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Did you just say I'm more of an almond milk guy?
Well, that's not by choice.
Oh, that's right. You've got the, you get the, yeah.
Yeah.
You get you the, just, you, the music.
Just be glad you're not in the room with me.
Put it
that way.
All right. Engineers at Princeton and Stanford. Just solved, they say, a very important problem plaguing our society. They ran a bunch of tests to figure out what makes the cream stick to one side of the Oreo when you twist it open. They say it has something, it must have something to do with manufacturing because the cream always sticks. Can I start over?
No.
Good morning, it's 6:00. Never mind. The cream always sticks to the same side of the every cookie in the package, no matter how you twist or pull them. So, and Al says, no, that's impossible.
I'm a skeptic. What can I say?
All right, here we go. Now, as you see in front of you, the package of Oreos.
These are not the double stuff. These are just the straight.
Just Oreos, yeah.
Oreos.
All right, now. So, if you want to come over, I mean, we can either do the whole pack or we can. I don't think it's going to take the whole pack to convince you, but if you want to walk around here.
I can watch from here.
All right, I will pull the first Oreo out, and it is on the left side.
Okay.
Second Oreo out. I will now pull this one.
Still on the same side.
And another twist.
Let's keep it rolling.
Side. Still going here.
Good grief. They're all coming off.
Yep. Left side.
Think you're going to be out $5, Adam.
Yep. It looks like, wait, doesn't it?
No.
I'm stacking them up like chips. All right, I'm all in.
This is lunch. This is what it is right here.
Yeah.
No, those are my Oreos.
It's actually working.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right, start on another row, because they said the whole package.
Yeah, sorry.
So that row looks pretty convincing.
Right.
We did, what, six, seven cookies there?
Yeah, let's do this one. Let's do another row here.
What are we doing with those Oreos later?
left.
That one came off a little dirty, though. There was some sticking on the other side.
A little dirty. He's throwing in technicalities now. Yeah.
Good grief.
I'm just doing these as we go. And you want to do another row?
Yeah, do the final row. We'll do three more from the final row.
I'll do as many as you want.
Yeah, because you're getting $5.
Yeah. You know what? I also get five from...
he also gets to eat all the cookies he touches, too, right?
No, so. You guys can have them.
I don't want those.
I don't have
grubby fingers.
I don't have cooties.
I don't know where you've been.
Whoa. Hang on a minute. Wait a minute. Wow, one came off. We got another witness here. Or maybe you just smell the Oreos. One actually came off wrong.
It did.
One came off wrong.
Right.
Perfect.
Oh, it's not perfect.
There's lunch.
It's been made in China.
Oh, and now we're getting two. You know what this could have... Okay, now wait a minute. This is on this row. What it could have been is...
They might have
changed... yes. Look at that. It's coming off on the right. But it's still coming off.
But it's
coming...
But it changed.
They said
the whole package.
Gosh.
It is not the entire package.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm really glad we decided to go for the
third
row here.
We disproved this.
Wow.
You people at Princeton... You people at Stanford, bite me while I bite this.
I think you can sue them for $5 now, right?
Or 10,
because you owe Bob and me.
That.
Wow. Hey, Landon.
Yeah.
You know what, $10 I owe you?
Oh, come on.
No. I'm going to have to wait for a while.
Oh.
Wow. But the interesting thing is.
It was pretty strong there. I mean, those
it
first
was very
two rolls.
Strong until we went to this last row over here.
Makes you wonder if they put another. Did something else that last row and they put it in.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that's when it changed to, we're almost out of this.
Yeah.
Or maybe they had to freshen up the goo or something.
Well,
maybe that was goo freshening time.
Good for my my side of things.
Or shift change.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that
is. Yeah, the right side and the left side Twix, this was the left side
I
Oreo.
I got to tell you, though, that thing, I mean, it was so consistent for so long.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, but once we changed, they changed consistently to the other side.
Yeah.
They were all left. Then this third row was all right. So I'm thinking what happened was it was a shift change or something like that. So on a technicality, we'll have to redo this again tomorrow with another pack of Oreos.
It's not best two out of three.
And who do I turn in my receipt for that $2.99 Oreo?
Just give it to Ken Sayre.
Okay, all right.
That's what I... How about that, ladies and gentlemen? So I was thinking if you want to win a bet, you know, just test one in a pack and bet accordingly. But now, and let me go back on this same row and see something, too. Let me go back on that row. Yeah, they all went right.
There we go.
But at least two of those did. There's got to be a way to win a bet off this.
Yeah.
And there's got to be a way to get
I know how.
Yeah, Touche, D'Artagnan. All right, about 12 minutes now before 8. Well, about 15, 14 before 8 o'clock. These clocks, somebody needs to Simonize these clocks in here. This is crazy. I am Phil Williams. This is, a guy who's buying somebody's lunch today. Adam Luke.
Interstates through town starting to slow down. Traffic volume picking up around the city. North of town, I-75 southbound. That's backed up to about Callahan Drive into I-640. Out on the west, you're seeing some delays along Pellissippi Parkway as usual. About Westland Drive into 40 as well. And then 40 westbound and I-640 westbound. At the merge of those two roadways, both those just backing up slightly. 40 is about to Alcoa Highway, though slowing past the 275. And then 640 from Western Avenue into 40 is causing some delays there as well. Got the accident still out on the east side. Millertown Pike at Rosewood Lane. Not causing huge delays, but definitely seeing a bit of a slow zone through there. So do be cautious and watch out for flashing lights. Adam Litton, Newstalk 98.7 WOKI.
Pioneer Heating and Air would like to say thank you for voting them the winner of the Knoxville News Sentinel Reader's Choice Award for Best Heating and Air Company in East Tennessee. Pioneer Heating and Air, trusted for over 35 years.
Pioneer Heating and Air.
922-2817.
Mix of sun and clouds, warm at 84, and scattered showers and storms. Better chance for rain and storms overnight tonight at 54, then cooler tomorrow at 62 degrees. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Heather Haley.
On high turnout reported at several polling locations around Tennessee yesterday as the state's early voting period got underway. There were some problems, though, in precincts in Shelby County when voter cards that are intended to insert in the vote machines didn't actually work. That's according to Robert Mayers, the chairman of the county's election commission. Well, the debate quickly shifted from a calm, policy-focused face-off into a bitter, deeply personal confrontation. Donald Trump called Hillary Clinton a nasty woman, while Clinton called Trump unfit to be commander-in-chief. At one point, Clinton cast Trump as a puppet of Russia's President Vladimir Putin. Adam Litton, Newstalk 98.7 WOKI.
When your morning commute slows to a crawl, we've got you covered. Adam Litton, right now traffic. Weekday mornings on Newstalk 98.7 WOKI.
So my buddy Steve retired a couple of years ago, and now he's back to work. Well, kinda. He drives a school bus for Gentry Bus Lines. He does his morning route, then he comes back to the golf club and plays golf, has lunch, and goes back for the afternoon route. His wife loves it because, well, he's out of the house. All he had to do is pass a background drug test, so he's making a little coin. He's having a blast. If you think this is something you'd like to do, call Gentry. 523-2796. 523-2796.
2014 Ford Escape stock number P4053, 14900, 75 months at 2.60% APR, tax tag, and $599.50 dealer fee to its signing with approved credit.
Hey, folks, this is Jim Allen at Lenore City Ford, and I've just got a fantastic deal on a truckload of loaded 2014 Ford Escapes that we can sell starting at just $14.9 or only $2.15 per month with no down payment. The 14 Escape is one of the country's best sellers, and starting at $14.9, it's almost 50% off the original sticker price. The turbocharged engine gets you 31 miles per gallon on the highway. You get a backup camera, power windows and locks, Bluetooth, satellite radio, and more. Plus, you get our premium care certification, your first year of scheduled maintenance and no charge, and our exclusive 3-day money-back guarantee on all of our risk-free used vehicles. So if you want a lot of car for a little money, visit us today at Lenore City Ford to save big with our latest power buy of 2014 Ford Escapes that start just $14.9 or only $2.15 per month. Hurry down now for the best selection. We're 1 mile south of I-75 on Highway 321 at Exit 81. Look for us on the giant American flag. Shop online 24/7 at LenoreCityFord.com or give us a call at 1-800-NEW-FORD.
Games and things, cause life should be fun, fun, fun.
It starts Friday, the biggest sale of the year, the 36th anniversary sale at Games and Things. 4 days only, Friday through Monday only, everything in Games and Things 10,000 square foot showroom is marked from 20 to 50% off. Pool tables from Brunswick and Olhausen, game room furniture, home theater seating, the largest selection of kitchen and bar stools in the area, all on sale for four big days. Enjoy special pricing on floor samples, discontinued models, and new introductions. Games and Things manufacturers are offering free upgrades and extra incentives for Games and Things amazing sale, including 6 months same as cash financing with approved credit. If you have plans for that game room you've always dreamed of, or if you want a home theater for movie night or the big game, you don't want to miss this event. Extended hours Friday, Saturday, and Monday from 10 to 8, Sunday 1 to 5. Help celebrate Games and Things 36 years in business. Great deals on quality, fun furniture Friday through Monday only at Games and Things, Kingston Pike at Level Road, because life should be fun.
He's only on News Talk 98.7, Phil Williams.
My name is Phil Williams. Neil Denton from UT Extension is here. He's the head guy there.
What did you call it?
Bittercress.
Bittercress, yeah. In Bermuda. How do I get rid of those?
Move.
The Phil Show, only on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. From the Just Be Gone studio. You're listening to The Phil Show on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
65 now, 84 later on, this time tomorrow morning. It could be Armageddon. I mean, it could be the end of the world. And a high tomorrow is less than what we got now, so you got that. This weekend, the Ice Bears home opener, Mike Cragen, coming in here. I don't know if he'll have the suit with him. You know Mike Murray, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll have the suit with him or not.
Well, is it Cragen or Murray that's coming?
Cragen's coming.
Cragen's coming.
Coming, but Murray's the suit. You know, yeah. I call him the suit.
Yes.
And normally he'll have product in his hair, which is something we now have in common.
Because
since I got the butch cut now, I put a little product.
Do you?
I had a little bit.
Okay, what does that look like?
Right, hang on. I'll take my cans off and I'll just...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a little product.
I just mean, what is your... What is... I can't even think
of
the name
words.
Of it.
Come on.
Yes. What is the what does it look like when Phil's getting his hair done in the morning? You're hair.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What does that look like?
I got out of the shower and just kind of take my hand and go like that, and I take a little bit of that butch wax or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And just kind of
a little pomade in there.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the stuff that George Clooney was getting in that movie? Well, whatever. Yeah. You
yes.
remember that? Whatever
yeah,
that
yeah.
was.
My brother were art that.
Yeah.
Dapper
yeah.
something.
Yeah. Dapper Dan.
Yeah. I put a little Dapper Dan in there.
Okay.
And we go for that. So yeah,
didn't know what your process was.
Yeah.
To get
what about yours?
My process: get out of the shower. I take about the size of a dime, a little bit of pomade, rub it in there real good. Move on about my day.
Man, using products.
That's
only
right.
on the Phil Show, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, no question. I'm telling you, if University of Tennessee came out with official butch wax, they'd sell it.
Oh, they'd like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they would sell that like crazy.
So let me ask you this. Do you question a man if you know he puts product in his hair? Do you say,
What do you mean, do you question? Do you have product?
It's questionable that the guy puts product in his hair?
Oh, I'm out of the closet on my product.
Okay.
I think that, I think here on the air, you'll...
What about cologne?
I'm using product.
Do you question a guy if he wears cologne?
Too much.
Okay.
Are you trying to cover something up there, Jeff, or what?
Tanning. If a guy tans.
I tan.
Do you tan?
Not in a bed, but I go outside.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, I mean in a bed.
Oh, tanning bed?
Yeah.
You know who does.
Who's that?
Oh, you know who does.
No,
I think Bruce Pearl used to.
I could see that. I could also see him just being at the lake all the time.
Mm-hmm, yeah. No, he was tanning bed.
Oh, was it? Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Wintertime especially.
Pedicure. Manicure, pedicure.
I do a pedi.
Do you do a pedi?
Yeah. Manny, I don't. I can't. My hands get too... I do
stuff. Yeah.
Crap. But a pedicure, I like that. I like my feet to look
good. So you're comfortable with all this. That's good.
Yeah, most of it.
Okay.
Waxing, no.
Yeah, I'm dead now.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Landon knows from a personal experience on the show.
All right, then. And the other day, Adam Litton was talking about that his wife wanted him to shave to look like a naked mole rat. Was that not it? No, it was something. I may have messed that up. There's a possibility I could have messed that up.
Some manscaping.
Yeah, maybe he wanted Landon to look like a naked mole rat. Because if you just pulled a little off Landon, he's got that whole Chewbacca, looking thing going on. So you'd have to do it all. I think that's what he meant. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just high on the sugar from the Oreos. Who knows? 97 Sports, Will West is here.
Yeah, 1.5 the World Series now set. Indians finish off the Blue Jays 3-0 to win the ALCS 4-1. Francisco Lindor went 3-for-4, scored a run in the win. They await the winner of the NLCS, and that one may take a second. Cubs bats came alive last night to give Chicago a 10-2 win over L.A., tie the series at 2 games apiece. Anthony Rizzo drove in 3. Addison Russell added 2 RBIs. Game 5 tonight in Los Angeles. NFL News, Raiders have informed the league they will file paperwork according to multiple reports. They would move the team to Las Vegas. ESPN's Chris Mortensen reports Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger will be out 4 to 6 weeks with a knee injury. Tennessee on a bye this week. Still, though, nice slate of SEC games if you're a college football fan. A&M and Alabama, that's your big boy. And then you got Auburn against Arkansas, LSU and Ole Miss as well.
And who's Florida avoiding this week?
I don't even remember.
Who's Florida not playing? I think we're looking forward to seeing whoever beats them, that's for sure.
Yes.
No question about it. Coming up, now, Ice Bears, you're a hockey fan.
Yes, yes.
Fun time to go to an Ice Bears game.
Ice Bears, it's a fantastic product. Like, it really is.
Well, it's a fantastic local product.
Yeah, and it's great. It's just a great time to go, and it's really, 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 really cool to bring the kids.
Like, I think so, too. And because there's an open date, I think it's going to be a good time to go see the opener.
Yeah.
As they get ready to hopefully get another championship.
That's
bring
right.
it to Knoxville, Tennessee. All right, we'll get the coach, if not the suit, coming up on the Phil Show. Also, later on. You've got the headphones on or you're just dancing because your music's playing and you get caught. Ever happened to you?
Yes.
You dance like no one's watching, yet someone is.
People
and
are watching.
We find out about it.
This sports update brought to you by Fleet Tire. Fleet Tire, the one to call for all of your Michelin tire needs. They're off exit 1B from 275 on East Woodland Avenue. Call them today, 522-6486.
Join us this weekend at beautiful, historic Greenwood Cemetery for our fall tours. Share in the stories of many who have made significant contributions to our area. Some names you may know: Supreme Court Justice Edward T. Sanford, Dr. Bill Wallace, Benjamin Rush Strong, George Dempster, and Big Jim Hess. Learn about the lives of the McClung family.